And this news update's being brought to you by Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. For your best deal and award-winning service, shop Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news for the hour. In Huron County Circuit Court, Judge Prill oversaw a probation violation hearing for Cassandra Rose Montgomery. Ms. Montgomery, represented by attorney Michelle Arciv, entered a no-contest plea to allegations of probation violation. The court admitted Bad Axe Police Department incident report as evidence. Following the review, the court found Ms. Montgomery guilty of probation violation, citing her involvement in a domestic assault of matter where alcohol was consumed and violations of criminal law and probationary no-contact provisions. Sentencing is scheduled for July 20th at 9 a.m., and an updated probation violation report is ordered to be prepared by the public counsel's office at least 2 days prior to sentencing. Regarding her bond, the defense argued for a reduction from an initial $500,000, suggesting $5,000 or $10,000, and highlighted Ms. Montgomery's engagement in mental health, housing, and parenting services, and proposed SoberLink use. The prosecution argued for a $40,000 bond, referencing the incident report and photographs. The court ultimately reduced the bond to $100,000, cash surety, citing a significant threat and the defendant's probation status at the time of the alleged violations. A two-vehicle crash was reported in Huron County on Friday, June 5th at approximately 10:01 a.m. According to the Huron County Sheriff's Office incident report, the collision occurred at the intersection of Van Dyke Road and Pigeon Road in Colfax Township under clear skies and dry road conditions. Investigators say a 2021 GMC Sierra pickup was traveling southbound and attempting to turn right onto Van Dyke Road. The driver reportedly made an improper turn by failing to enter the closest available lane. The pickup then collided with a 2011 GMC Yukon Sport utility vehicle that was also traveling southbound on Van Dyke Road. The crash involved only two vehicles, and both vehicles sustained functional damage while remaining drivable from the incident. Authorities reported no injuries occurred and no one required transportation from the scene. Both drivers were wearing seatbelts and no alcohol or drug involvement was suspected. The Huron County Sheriff's Office investigated the crash and listed improper turning as the contributing factor. A key Senate transportation hearing put spotlight on how emerging technology could reshape America's road, freight networks, and vehicle industry. Lawmakers said that innovations ranging from advanced driver assistance systems to autonomous vehicles could help address persistent transportation challenges, including highway fatalities, freight bottlenecks, and rising infrastructure costs. Speaking before the Senate Commerce Subcommittee on Surface Transportation, Peter said new technologies could strengthen the transportation workforce rather than replace it, while creating manufacturing and technology jobs in the United States. The senator renewed his call for Congress to establish a bipartisan federal framework governing autonomous vehicles. Peters argued that national standards are needed to support safe development, encourage investment, and maintain U.S. competitiveness in a rapidly evolving global mobility market. Peters pointed to the nation's transportation safety record, noting that tens of thousands of Americans die in highway crashes each year. He said technology can play a significant role in reducing those numbers if government agencies, industry leaders, labor groups, and safety advocates work together on implementation. The Michigan Democrat also linked transportation technology to national security concerns, warning that modern vehicles collect large amounts of data through sophisticated sensors and collected systems. Peters reiterated his support for keeping Chinese-made vehicle technologies out of the U.S. market and called for stronger safeguards to protect Americans' personal data from foreign adversaries. Peters has been a longtime advocate for advancing vehicle automation policies and has supported federal funding for transportation safety research, including programs that evaluate advanced driver assistant technologies and autonomous vehicle systems. And we'll be back right after this word from our sponsor.
Are you looking to replace your vehicle? Then think Ortis first. That's Ortis Ford and Bad Axe. Call the sales team at 989-269-8472 for all your new and used car needs. Or visit them online at Ortis.com. Ortis Ford can deliver your new vehicle right to your door. At Ortis Ford and Bad Axe, you'll find a great selection of new and used late model cars, trucks, and vans. You will always get your best price along with superior service before and after the sale. Ortis has vehicles in every price range. If you don't see the model and color you require on the lot, Ortis has a locator service that can find what you're looking for fast. The service department offers the works package that includes oil change, tire rotation, and full safety inspection. Ortis also sells tires with different specials rotating all of the time. The body shop is available for your repairs, and we offer free estimates and loaners. Just call 989-269-9000.
Welcome back. We have more news. A volatile atmospheric setup is putting emergency management teams on high alert from the upper Midwest to the Atlantic coast. A multi-day severe weather system has triggered tornado watches, severe thunderstorm warnings for parts of Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. Meteorologists track the front as it sweeps eastward, bringing dangerous straight-line winds, large hail, and torrential downpours to heavy populated corridors. Power companies are pre-positioning utility crews in anticipation of widespread outages caused by falling trees and compromised lines. Commuters are urged to monitor local radar closely as flash flooding remains a distinct threat in urban low-lying areas. And ahead of the upcoming World Day Against Child Labor, the United Nations has a stark warning regarding a worsening humanitarian crisis. The International Labor Organization revealed that approximately 138 million children remain trapped in exploitative child labor globally. More concerningly, over 50 million of those children are engaged in hazardous work environments that actively endanger their health and safety. The UN is urging international governments to accelerate regulatory enforcement, and expand social safety nets to break the cycle of poverty. Human rights groups emphasize that economic instability in developing nations has driven families to rely on youth labor, eroding years of progress in global education. And we will return right after this word from our sponsor.
Bring the vibrant colors of summer home with a trip to Ayers Greenhouses. Hi, this is Penny. Let us show you the Ayers Greenhouses difference. We grow all of our own plants right here in our greenhouses. Over 1,300 hanging baskets starting at $9.99. We offer ready-made planters and window boxes, or we will custom design what you need. Beautiful, massed young, and proven winners specialty annuals. Our flower and vegetable plants contain 48 plants. We have perennials, hydrangeas, and clematis vine. So for the finest in quality, variety, and value, visit Ayers Greenhouses, 1/2 mile west of Bad Axe on M142.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.